You being a Renaissance man, have you ever thought about finishing that PhD?
No, I've thought about it, but I never will. I mean, it's kind of, it's not the same as being a medical doctor, but it's similar in that I would have to go back and make myself kind of conversant with all the literary theory and the stuff that I used to know about. But nobody's really clamoring for a book on magic and technology in contemporary American fiction.
Nonetheless, I think you did your MA and the bachelor's in literature. That must be great stuff. You know, all this reading you've done, and I know, you know, people are astounded by how well read you are. That must be great to draw on when you're songwriting.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can draw on, you know, unconsciously, you just draw on stuff. I have found in the, let's say, the 30 songs that I've written in the last few years since I started, that I go to Shakespeare a bit. I go to the Bible. I there's stuff that just comes out that's just in me that I'm not necessarily thinking about. Like every third thought is an actual. I wouldn't say it's a reference because I didn't mean it as a reference, but it's a reference. And I think it's in Twelfth Night, and I can't remember the character, but he's retiring, and he says we'll go to an island, and every third thought will be on death, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's not what the song itself. The every third thought is actually about love and not about death. But that phrase, every third thought, is not my own. It comes from my reading.
We're actually going to play that track shortly. Some questions about your earlier career. My producer is a massive X-Files fan, and she reckons the latest Darren Morgan episode about the Mandela Effect is the best episode of the entire X-Files series, and she'd like me to ask if you feel the same way.
It would be hard for me to say it's the best, you know, because I just have different feelings about the other ones, when they happened and where I was and where the show was. But it's certainly up there with Darren's other great episodes, like Jose Chung's From Outer Space and Clyde Bruckman. I would say definitely top 10.
How was it getting together with Gillian Anderson again after all this time?
Well, we got together about 2.5 years ago, so the rust had been shaken off. And actually, this time around, because I feel like we were rusty the last time. This time we were kind of found a groove much more quickly. But, you know, when you work that much with somebody for that long period of time, it really is an unspoken kind of communication that you can tap into fairly easily.
You were in the original Twin Peaks, and then you popped up again in the latest season of that. How did you enjoy that?
Yep. I enjoyed it. I wish that I could have done more. I was happy that I could come back and do that. I was actually shooting a show at the time called Aquarius, which was a cop show set in late '60s L.A. So I had kind of a crewish buzz cut, and all I had was a Saturday to go do work for David Lynch on Twin Peaks. So I got downtown on a Saturday night, and, you know, they shaved my legs and put the wig on me and tried on some dresses and some fake boobs, and out I went.
Your career's been so interesting, and favorite David Duchovny moments aren't necessarily the ones from those big series. My one was you and the Larry Sanders Show, and I had to ask, I actually thought of you when Gary Shandling died, and I wondered what impact that had on you. I sort of felt that you had quite a connection, you two.
Yeah. I miss him daily. I have a painting of him in my sitting room. He was my best friend as an adult that I ever made in my life, and he was a wise man. He was obviously a very funny man. I find myself wishing I could talk to him about Trump. You know, I know Gary would have interesting insights into what's going on in the world right now. I miss talking to him about my own personal life. You know, I miss everything about him. So, yeah, it was profound and very sad and still sad.
We can't wait to have you in New Zealand. Thanks so much for your time today. I really appreciate
it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks.